You're listening to SBS News.
It's the production plant at the centre of a political storm. The Lynas Advanced Materials Plant, known as LAMP, near Malaysia's eastern coastal city of Kuantan, has caused controversy ever since it was built in 2012. The Perth-based Lynas digs up rare earth metals at Mount Weld in Western Australia before shipping them to Malaysia for processing. They are then exported around the world for use in the manufacturing of mobile phones, wind turbines, and electric cars. But it's the waste generated from the processing of the rare earth metals that causes the most concern. Environmental engineering professor Gavin Mudd at the Royal Institute of Technology says the radioactive runoff from processing rare earth metals is unavoidable.
You always get significant amounts of thorium and sometimes even uranium as well. And so all rare earth minerals generally carry a degree of radioactivity that means that a lot of the processing involves the generation of radioactive waste.
When the plant was approved by the previous Malaysian government in 2012, it set off major protests from local residents worried about the radioactive waste. The government largely ignored the concerns at the time. But now the opposition is in power and the plant faces renewed scrutiny, including a parliamentary inquiry into its practices. Lynas's share price plummeted following Malaysia's general election in May and the unexpected opposition victory. It's still not recovered from its drop of almost 40%. At RMIT, Professor Mudd has studied the company's current plans to utilise radioactive waste and turn it into a soil fertiliser product. He says there's not enough evidence yet that the plan would be safe.
And historically, I think the rare earth industry hasn't got a good track record in being able to demonstrate that sort of safety case.
Kuantan MP and longtime Lynas critic Fuzia Saleh says the company must develop a new long-term storage solution for the waste.
So the company must think about how they have to dispose of their radioactive waste, because Malaysians, especially people in Kuantan, will not accept the radioactive waste being left in our backyard. It's being dumped in our backyard, as it is right now.
Lynas has invested more than $1 billion in its Malaysian plant. Analysts say it has huge global potential to make profit. Last week, China announced plans to curb international rare earth exports, making the Lynas plant even more crucial to the global trade. Resources analyst Dylan Kelly from the investment group CLSA says he expects the company will emerge from the government inquiry relatively unscathed.
So it's incredibly critical in a strategic sense as the only real rare earth producer outside of mainland China, and one that is effectively quite high in quality, and it's very, very highly sought after as a strategic interest for not just the Japanese but also the US and downstream consumers.
Lynas declined to comment to SBS ahead of the parliamentary review, but in the past has defended all of its waste management practices. The inquiry is due to report back to the government before the end of the year. Jani Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.